I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to New Brunswick. Look at this. Well, it sort of looks like the rest of Canada. But take a look at these nice flowers here beside the highway. Look at that, more purple flowers. Isn't that cool? We had purple flowers in nice ones in BC, Alberta, I think, and Ontario. Ontario was the best. Remember those lilacs in Ontario? Those were awesome. These are a bit of a different kind of flower. I don't know what kind of flower these are. And actually, I saw two kinds of purple flowers. Let's see if I can find the other one. This one here. See? Look at that. Isn't that cool? Wow. And some nice white and yellow. Wow, I'm being eaten by, it's a lot of like little bugs. I don't know, they're little ants or some flying ants. I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to show you guys these cool flowers on the side of the road here. I just crossed over from Quebec into New Brunswick. You can see the information sign there. So now we are officially in the Maritime Provinces. Do you know what the Maritime Provinces are? Those are New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland. Okay, so those four are called the Maritime Provinces. That means they're close to the sea. They're close to the Atlantic Ocean. So yeah, it's a nice day here. Nice day to be driving across Canada. Hey, you know one thing that sort of sucks about Eastern Canada is that the taxes are really high here. You know, the PST, that's the provincial sales tax. Okay, everywhere in Canada you have to pay GST, that's the government sales tax. Okay, so that's 5%. Now in Alberta, that's it. You don't have to pay any PST. You just pay GST, 5% on everything you buy. But here in Eastern Canada, it's the highest. They have 10%. Okay, Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, 10%. So plus the 5%. So you have to pay 15% on everything you buy. Can you believe that? 15%, like everything. If you buy a hamburger, if you buy a hotel room, a pint of beer, everything, okay? You have to pay 15% on top of the listed price. So if something is $100, you actually pay $115. So that's really crazy. You know, the taxes here are so much higher than in Alberta. Alberta, that's what, you know, that's a nice thing about Alberta. No tax and low tax. I mean, Alberta's got the lowest, I think the lowest income taxes as well, especially for businesses. That's why a lot of the biggest businesses in Canada are in Alberta, because they pay the lowest taxes there. Hey, here's my car. I'll just show you where we are on the map. Oh, gotta unlock my car first. Okay, so let's just take a look at the map, where we are and where we're going. Okay, so here we are, right? We drove up here through Quebec. We spent the night here in Quebec City, and now we are right over here. We just crossed over the border into New Brunswick, and we are going over to, let's see if I can get a sticker here, to Moncton. Moncton, sort of a strange name for a place, Moncton, New Brunswick. Wow, look at that, we've almost made it across Canada. Isn't that awesome? Look, we've come from all the way over here. Thousands and thousands of kilometers. Wow, we've been driving for a long time. So thanks for sticking with me for this long. We're almost there. Look, hopefully I can spend a bit more time here and show you the eastern. That's the most exciting thing for me on this trip, to show you guys eastern, because I mean, I haven't seen eastern Canada. I've seen most of this part, right? So this is really the exciting part. This is one of the big reasons why I wanted to do this trip, to see the east coast. So I'm excited about that. Hey, let's roll the dice while we're at it here. And if I can get the dice out of my cart. Okay, here we go. What should I do today? Oh, hey, maybe if I bounce it off a tree, that'll give me good luck. All right, there's a tree right there. I'll throw the die against the tree and we'll see what happens. Ready? Oh, no. I hate you, tree. That's a bad tree right there. Okay, well, oh, no. My dice is running away on me. There we go. Whoa. Okay, so anyway, thank you to everybody who always likes my videos, even if it lands on dislike. I know sometimes you guys still like my videos. So yeah, I'm excited to be over here. This is the very first time I've been, you know, in the Maritime. So these are the Maritime provinces here, okay? Here we have Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and this little island here is Prince Edward Island. So now we are in the Maritimes. It's the very first time I've ever been in the Maritimes. So, you know, let's just keep driving here. Welcome to Heartland, New Brunswick. Heartland, New Brunswick. Isn't this a beautiful place? Look at this. Behind me here is the world's longest covered bridge. Can you believe it? Look, it's a bridge that's covered. Isn't that awesome? I just drove across it and it's really cool. It's like sort of, I don't know, it's like driving through a house or something. Yeah, it's just awesome. I don't know, maybe you've never seen a covered bridge. I think this is the first covered bridge I've ever seen. Look at this cool place, guys. It's just a single lane bridge. So you can see that car coming there. And these people have to wait here to cross. Only one car at a time can go across. Wow, look at this. So there's a one lane for vehicles and then one lane for walking here. Look at that, I'm inside the world's longest covered bridge. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a covered bridge. Have you ever been inside a covered bridge? Look at that, it's like I got a roof. It's like a long house. It sort of smells like a barn or something with all the wood, the old wood here, and wow, that is just so interesting. Covered bridge. I don't know why there would be a covered bridge in just a small little town here, the town of Heartland. That's awesome. Look at this cool river. You know, this area is so peaceful. You know, after I left Quebec City, everything got quieter and much more enjoyable to drive on the highways. There's no cars out here on the highways. It's pretty similar to back in Alberta. You know, if you drive in the evening, there's not much traffic on the roads and it's just more peaceful, you know, not as many people live out here. I don't know what the population of New Brunswick is. I should have looked it up. I'll post it right up here. But yeah, not a lot of people live out here in the Maritime provinces. So I think I'm really going to enjoy my time here. I'm out of the busy, you know, the metropolitan, like Toronto, Montreal, you know, that whole area, just so busy, so many people. I mean, most of Canada's, well, maybe not most, a huge portion of Canada's population lives right around Toronto, Montreal, that area, just a massive, I don't know if about a third of Canada's population, my guess would be like at least a third of Canada's population lives right around in that area, sort of southern Ontario and Quebec. But yeah, so I'm really gonna enjoy this, just peace and quiet. Hey, check this out. I see a huge red chair. Let's go sit in the giant red chair. It's a deck chair. This kind of a chair is called a deck. I think it's called a deck chair. Oh, wow. Look. Am I allowed to sit on here? It says, proudly made by Ability Wood Products. Okay. Supporting people with disabilities. Hey, that's awesome. Okay. Wow. Look at this. Isn't that cool? Me sitting on a giant chair. I don't know why this chair is so big. It's like a chair for a giant. Can you even see the whole chair in my video? Yeah, wow. That is, that's pretty cool. Hey, check this sign out, okay? It says Heartland Covered Bridge. Longest covered bridge in the world. 1,282 feet, 391 meters long. Officially opened July 4th, 1901. Wow. Covered in 1922. Toll bridge until 1906. 3 cents per person. Wow, imagine that. You have to pay 3 cents to cross this bridge. That's awesome. Okay, the original cost was less than $33,000. Walkway was added in 1945. Designated a National Historic Site 1980. Winter Olympic torch was carried through the bridge in 1988. Wow, I think that's that was the Calgary Winter Olympics, 1988. That's cool. I think so, maybe, or yeah, the Winter Olympics. I think the Summer Olympics were in Montreal, right? I should check, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure the 1988 Winter Olympics were in Calgary. Postage stamp honoring the bridge was launched by Canada Post Corporation on September 1st, 1995. Wow, so this is a really old bridge here, guys. 1901 was built. Wow, that's it's 118 years old. That's crazy. It's a very old bridge. Anyway, just wanted to stop here, show you guys this. This is just a beautiful evening here in New Brunswick. I'm really enjoying New Brunswick so far, just driving through. It's really peaceful. I really like it. Yeah, all right, now I'll go back to my SUV and maybe I'll buy some yogurt at the Fresh Mart because I'm craving some yogurt. Anyway, let's hit the road. All right, guys, I just got to my hotel. Let's see what it looks like. All right, two nice beds here. One for me and one for you. Wow, I'm tired. I've been driving for a long ways. Now, I'm not where you think I am. Remember I told you guys I was going to Moncton? Well, I went to Moncton all the hotels were sold out. So it's Saturday. Usually on the weekends, it's a lot busier here in Canada, especially in the summer. But I didn't think it was going to be that busy in Moncton. There was actually one hotel and it was $200 a night, more than $200 a night for, you know, just to stay there. And I got to Moncton after midnight. So really, I would only have stayed like, I don't know, 9 or 10 hours for $200. So I thought, no way, I'm not going to do that. So I just kept driving. I kept driving. And I drove all the way through New Brunswick, and now I'm in Prince Edward Island. I drove across a really long bridge connecting the mainland to the island, and now I'm in Prince Edward Island. It's really late. It's 2:50. It's 2:50 in the middle of the night, and I'm really tired from driving. That was a long day of driving from Quebec City all the way here to Prince Edward Island. So anyway, let's check out the room here. TV and mini fridge and what else? Yeah, just, I don't know, normal room stuff. Let's see, do I have a view? It's dark. I don't know what's out there. All right. And let's check out the bathroom. Oh, look at this. I have a safe. Nice. Can keep all my valuables. I don't even have any valuables, but okay, here's the bathroom. I might take a shower before going to bed, and sink, toilet. Well, that's it. So welcome to Prince Edward Island.